advises the board on ensuring that transit works for everyone. Based on that work, I've learned that public transit will have a positive effect on everyone in our community. The Division Transit Project, in particular, will make a huge difference for the segment of the population that a lot of us don't think much of, but that I interact with quite a bit, and that's the community of people who experience disabilities. Here are a few examples. The design of the stations will make a difference for people with disabilities. The stations will have a distinctive look. They'll have shelters and reader boards that will convey the message that this is where I need to be, and that's a simple but important message. The bus line, as we've heard, is very popular, and in fact, it's oversubscribed. There are frequent pass-ups, and you can imagine the confusion and disorientation that may occur for a person experiencing disabilities when the bus passes them. This project will stop, will end the pass-up problem. The big articulated buses are going to serve this route. They're going to carry a lot more people at a higher frequency, and that means quicker trips for everyone. And finally, the articulated buses are going to have ample space for mobility devices and mobility aids, and that's going to be very important for people experiencing disabilities and really every rider. So the Division Transit Project will just be a big step forward for our community, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Thank you.
Next three are Larry Stewart, Susie Shee, and Sydney Mead.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. My name is Larry Stewart and my wife, Susie. We are property owners on 167th and Division. We have a commercial building there, and we're very excited about this project. It's really going to clean up the whole neighborhood. It's going to help make it more livable, more safe, and it's a great project. We, at that area, at 167th and Division, there's a traffic light there, and the buses stop right in front of our building, and I've seen more and more opportunity to drivers running the red lights or the bus going through, so it's really going to be a great project. That whole area out there is, in our particular place, is an older neighborhood. There's quite a few mobile home parks. A lot of riders are living in that area, and we have a lot of folks in wheelchairs so that ride the bus. We've got brand new housing going up in the area too, so it's going to really attract a lot of folks. So I know with the new covered areas, it's going to help these folks with the wheelchairs, help them stay at least dry, maybe not this week, but in the future this winter. But we're really excited. We really want to thank you very much for the project and your support.
Thank you.
My name is Susie Ho. Hi. I just want to say thank you very much of the time TriMet. Tom McGrath, he and his staff to really help, to work with us and listen to us. And I want to say thank you very much for the City Hall to support this project, because I think as so many testimony and proof that it's needed to be done. And I am very happy. Once this is done, I think it will build up the Southeast Portland image. And I think that's very important for the neighborhood in our area. Thank you.
Thank you. And Tom is right here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Good afternoon.
Hi. My name is Sydney Mead. I'm with Habitat Property Management. I'm also on the board of the Division Clinton Business Association, and in that capacity, I've served on the Citizen Advisory Committee with the TriMet and the improvements on the Division 4 line. Our district stretches from 11th to 50th on Division and Clinton, kind of this historic street trolley lines in that area of town. We've had some amazing development in that area. So we are actually looking for all of the amazing support surfaces to help bolster all of that development. So we're really looking forward to this project as a way to re-envision our streetscapes and really focus in on things that can help enhance the business services and the small businesses in this area. So we are looking at partnerships where we can talk to TriMet and the other agencies about wayfinding, lighting, benches, garbage cans, all of those things that are really important for business districts to have a vibrant business area. So everything has been said so well before me. We really are excited about this project and have been very encouraged about some of the design choices that are making this project one where we can customize the stations a little bit for inner Portland, where we have two lanes of road and very narrow sidewalks. So there's been some modifications for the inner southeast that really work well for the area.
Thank you.
And the last two are Nate McCoy and James Posey.
Last but not least, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Mayor, commissioners, thank you for having me this afternoon. My name is Nate McCoy. I'm the executive director of the Oregon chapter of the National Association of Minority Contractors. I'd like to join in thanking some of our other partners, TriMet, Metro, and obviously City of Portland as being leaders on today's meeting around the Division Transit project. I wanted to start out by saying a quick comment about some of the public serving that NAMAC has been doing. NAMAC has been all over the place, if you will, working with the Portland Housing Advisory Commission, TriMet Southwest Corridor Committee, Metro's Housing Bond Committee, House Bill 2017's Transit Advisory Committee, the city's Fair Contracting Forum, and Metro's current C2P2 project. All three.
Time to put in for a raise.
If my board was here, I would ask you to say that a little louder. But thank you for that comment. You know, our work is tireless, but I'm so excited today. And if I had eyes in the back of my head, I'd be looking at TriMet's leadership as well. And why I'm excited is for those businesses and those communities that will be getting these improvements to their transportation systems. But I'm equally, if not more, excited about TriMet's leadership in the minority contracting community. What I call, and others have said it before, TriMet has been a legacy agency for our city and has literally built, I would say, 50% of our members within NAMAC from the work that TriMet performs in the community. So hats off to them, and I'm really ecstatic about, honestly, if we are not aware, TriMet just awarded the biggest contract in the MBE contracting community's history. Like, never been done before. And I think, obviously, that can present risks, but the real unique relationship that happens is TriMet is at the table with minority contractors, hearing their concerns, really appreciating what they're saying, and trying to course correct so that those outcomes meet the objectives. And I think City of Portland and Metro are starting to do the same. And we should all just take notice. And if we can, I would honestly like a round of applause because of this award. And we should be excited about it. So if we could, can we a quick round of applause for TriMet and Raymore Construction? All those sleepless nights, you know, this effort today really makes it worthwhile for me, my family, and I think even this Division Corridor community. So I just wanted to be here today to really just thank everybody for rolling their sleeves up and honestly keeping NAMAC at the table in these discussions. And I think that fruit of those labors are being kind of forthcoming today. So thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I just wanted to be here. I just kind of got wind of this presentation today, and I heard about it, and I just wanted to run down here and shout out the praises of TriMet. This goes back many years, the Interstate Light Rail and Fred Hansen, and those days when as a trucker, was coming down Interstate, and they would all the white truckers would call out the N-word. Here come those raggedy black trucks and with those you-know-what in it and so forth. So this particular award represents a huge, I can't tell you how it affects me in terms of all the years of coming to your commission meetings and all the other commission meetings and watching and begging and pleading to see that we get a situation in which we have a minority contractor who really represents what the ideals of what these programs represent. And the unfortunate part about it is you got an individual who's running the company, Ray Moore, who wants to be low-key and don't want to tout his own horn and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, this is a huge proposition for communities across the board. And I'll tell you why. Oftentimes in RFP, you guys, the RFP doesn't represent what a company's values really are. But Ray Moore is a company that will reinvest back into the African-American community and other communities. You can actually see who those resources will trickle down to. That's something that you all don't pay a whole bunch of attention to, but at the end of the day, that's why these programs were invented in the first place, to lift up communities of color, give them a chance to have equity and to live like everybody else in the community. The other thing is in addition to the business proposition, there will be some employment. You won't have an African-American contractor who is not hiring other African-Americans. You know, I shudder to think how many contracts you all have let to so-called minorities who really do worse than white contractors in hiring their own people. You won't find that with Ray Moore. Ray Moore will be actively trying to maximize participation of minority contractors. And then the other thing is, he's active in the community. Yeah, he's a church leader. I mean, there's a church leadership business group that he spends time leading with and working with. And so you can see he and his staff and the people working in there, really, their tentacles are in this community to make it better. And then the dude teaches a basketball team. It's crazy, him hollering at those kids and them running up and down the thing. So you're getting a guy who is an organization who is committed to those things that we value, you spend money trying to create. They're doing that in the basketball team. And then finally, I can't tell you about the example of his leadership and the leadership of that company and what it represents to the psychic of people of color trying to achieve in our community. When you have an individual and a company that really stands out as an example of trying to make things better, then you've got a triple hit, double. You can use all kind of sports analogies that you want, but this is a phenomenal thing. And if I were to get up from here, if I had some money, I'd get me a band and get me some trumpets and shout this all down the boulevards. So the community as a whole wins, because now we're coming closer to parity. We're bringing together an opportunity to make this city what it really can be. So thank you very much, TriMed. And I know the new director, the people there, but the legacy that TriMed has been doing in this community is something that I will be trying to share with the rest of the community in the best way I know how. Thank you very much, TriMed.
Nate, I mean, we've sort of danced around, but nobody has said in black and white, what is the award? Who is the contractor?
So Ray Moore Construction, one of our 50 members at NAMAC, who has had a long tenure relationship with TriMed doing various projects, has had in its, wheelhouse CMGC experience, which was a big requirement for TriMet on this job, and it's a $60 million contract. So when I say historic,
Ray Moore will be the construction
Ray Moore will
manager,
be the GC.
General contractor.
Correct.
For the division transit.
Correct. So right. Not a sub, but a GC, and I think that narrative speaks volumes to where we're headed. So.
And he's also working with the convention center with Metro, which is another huge with Colas and those guys. So we're on the move. I mean, I ain't complaining.
I
right
want to meet
now.
This dude someday.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank
Great
you.
Testimony. Thank you. So legal counsel, if we're going to continue the resolution, we have to do that to a time and date certain. Is that correct? And obviously,
yeah, I believe that's correct.
We'd like to do it at the same time as the second reading of the ordinance. So, Carla, could you find a time for
While
us,
While we're
please?
Doing that, Mayor, could I ask staff to come back? I just have two questions.
You bet.
I'm primarily PBOT staff, but whoever's would like to come up. Two questions while we're working out the scheduling. The line intersects a number of our business districts in the city, so it begs the question, what's the level of coordination that you anticipate with Venture Portland?
Yes, so I did speak with Prosper Portland, our representatives here, to inquire, and my understanding is that Prosper staff was actually meeting with representatives from Venture, I think this very week.
Okay, so Venture Portland, you know, is our lead on all of our major business districts in the city. I would encourage you to lean on them as much as possible and get them involved early on, particularly because there's going to be communication issues. We've used, through September, I'm still in charge of both utilities, and we use Venture Portland to get the word out about major capital construction projects and disruptions in communities. So I urge you to do that. But that raises a second question, which is, given that we're talking about 16 miles, and given that it is such a high-use area, it strikes me that over the next 4 or 5 years, or during the construction phase, there's likely to be some major contract work from both the Water Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services, upgrading pipes, upgrading infrastructure, other things. I assume that you are working hand-in-glove with them to coordinate so that if there is something in the pipeline, we'll dig the street up once, not twice.
That's exactly correct. Yes, we have been working with both Water and BES throughout the entirety of the development, and they have looked at their service planning and their capital improvement programs to make sure we are as cognizant of that, really, as you are, that need to minimize disruption to the greatest extent possible for everyone.
That's great. And PBOT, in fairness, has a very good track record, particularly of late, of working with the other infrastructure bureaus to coordinate major capital construction projects. But if we're going to be doing some sewer line replacements, or if we're going to be doing other work with the Water Bureau, let's make sure that we're all on the same page.
Thank you. We will. I believe that you will see a great deal of effort from us over the next 12 months or so in terms of a keep division moving. PBOT itself has a lot of work to do, construction work that's going to be happening prior to division transit. And we all know that it means that businesses and community members need a lot of support, and how we plan our utility work, regardless of whether it's project triggered or improvements, is a very fundamental part of that.
So I'm going to continue to have at least half the utilities. So the Bureau of Environmental Services is really deeply committed to working with you throughout this. The disruption will be significant, and we're doing a lot of work in that area now and in the future. So the more we sort of anticipate this work and can do it in one fell swoop, the better, because it will be very disruptive to the businesses and the residences along that route. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd just like to, since I doubt any of you will be here next week when we actually vote on the resolution and the ordinance, just to thank once again, except for PBOT staff, of course. Well, I'll start by thanking Teresa Boyle and April Bertelson for all their good work here.
Sure.
But I also want to thank once again TriMet, Metro, the Housing Bureau, Prosper Portland, and all the other community partners that have stepped up to make this I'm sure will be a very successful project in getting people from point A to point B in a more expeditious manner, and also reshaping the community in which it serves and providing lots of job opportunities. And that's this is a win-win-win project. So thank you all for your good work.
Thank you.
I'll just say this is a partnership. It creates fantastic leverage. And as you heard from many people in the community, this is an opportunity to really catalyze the community in a positive way. It's all good. So I've been advised we do not need a time certain. So the resolution, that is item 843, we will continue that item to next Wednesday morning's session. Item number 844 is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading, and we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.